Talk Live, 800-259-5791. The Friday night edition. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we get all kinds of good stuff for you, including the bulletin board system with over almost 1,000 members, over 62,000 posts for you to surf around through. And it's totally free, so go get interactive at freetalklive.com.
In case you have a week handy, you can read those 62,000 posts.
A week handy?
A week handy, yeah, just lying around an extra week.
Oh, a week handy. Gotcha. Yeah. You have a week to spare.
Yeah, yeah, not as in, is your hand weak?
It was kind of sounded a little weird.
Oh, you got a weak little handy there.
Yeah. You have to admit, that did sound a little strange.
Yeah, well, you had problems following conversations.
Most people don't have a week at their disposal.
No, that's why I'm saying 62,000 posts. Lots and lots of posts.
Yeah, high quality radio. That's what we got here on Free Talk Live, which, by the way, is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got a lot to talk about tonight, and coming up, we've got an email who describes us as ignorant crap spewing forth. So we will.
They're right, you know.
That's awesome. We ourselves are ignorant crap.
We'll get to that coming up, but first we need to go to the phones to the director of the director of National Affairs for the Drug Policy Alliance. His name is Bill Piper. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Bill. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Excellent. So why don't you tell us exactly what it is that the Drug Policy Alliance is all about?
Sure. Drug Policy Alliance is basically the largest organization in the U.S. working to end the war on drugs. And so
really? You're talking about the whole war on drugs. You're not just one of those marijuana organizations.
No. We work on every drug and every drug-related issue. And we have 8 offices around the country. We have lobbyists in about another 12 states where we don't have offices. And so we're lobbying legislatures, lobbying Congress. We put initiatives on the ballot for voters to vote on, do media, grassroots organizing, you name it.
Now, how do your lobbyists work? I always imagine lobbyists as guys who are out there greasing palms with politicians and, just kind of doing backroom deals. How do your lobbyists do their job?
The more conventional way, you're meeting with policymakers or their staff and trying to convince them to do something. There's obviously a lot of networking involved in lobbying. And a lot of it is just getting voters, getting constituents to talk directly with their members of Congress. That's the most important thing that people can do.
And that's one of the reasons we actually have you on tonight, because there's a new drug bill that is being proposed up in D.C., and we want to get people, I guess, activated on this one. What is going on? What is the newest threat to freedom?
Well, the House Crime Subcommittee will be voting on a bill next week that would create would increase penalties for methamphetamine-related offenses, and the penalties are actually more draconian than the penalties enacted for crack cocaine in the 1980s. And so there's a real chance that we could actually go backwards and enact penalties that are worse, than what was enacted at the height of the drug war hysteria in the 1980s. And so,
did it do us any good back in the 1980s?
No. I mean, all we've done, if you look at the war on drugs in general over the last 30 years, we've arrested, tens of millions of Americans. We're arresting 1.7 million Americans every year, and we've spent hundreds of billions of dollars, and yet, the prices of cocaine and heroin are actually all-time low. I mean, it's cheaper to buy heroin and cocaine now than it was 30 years ago, and the purity is actually higher. So
so that means that basically the supply has gone up.
Yeah, the supply is definitely. It's really hard to measure the actual supply because it's
a legal
economy. But if prices are lower and the purity is higher,
there's some competition at work there in the
back. Yeah, it definitely means that there's a lot of drugs out there.
All right, well, here's my question for you. You're talking about this new proposed legislation that would increase the penalties for amphetamine-related offenses. What are the current penalties compared to what the proposed changes are?
Sure. Well, the current federal law already treats methamphetamine as a kind of same as as crack in terms of penalties. And so right now, for instance, selling, or I shouldn't even say selling, just distributing, which could mean giving, 5 grams of methamphetamine is an automatic 5 years in federal prison with no possibility of parole, and 50 grams or more is automatically 10 years. And what this bill would do is, yeah, it's already draconian enough.
And that's federal prison.
Yeah, that's federal prison. You know, we have, I think, about something like 150,000 federal prisoners, and about 60% of them are drug offenders, and most of them are very, very low level, the kind that, you know, don't need to be in federal prison because it's just a waste of federal tax dollars. But what this bill would do is it would lower the threshold that it takes to get those penalties. And so
instead of like 5 grams, it'd be a gram or something.
Right,
like that.
Yeah, instead of 5 grams getting you 5 years, 3 grams would get you 5 years.
And what's a dose?
And instead of 50 grams getting you 10 years, it would be 5 grams that would get you 10
that's
years.
That's a good question.
To put that in perspective, 5 grams, it's the DEA testified, and they said a hardcore meth user could go through 5 grams in about 3 to 4 days.
Huh.
Average user might, you know, over a weekend use a half a gram. And so it's...
Well, none of this.
They give you an idea of the amount. It's not
right.
Trivial amounts, although a lot of people. Would you know?
Really, all of this amount conversation really doesn't matter. What matters is getting people to oppose this. And you guys are actually for the end of the entire war on drugs, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's excellent. And I mean, we need more organizations out there like you. How are you received in Washington D.C.?
You know, it depends on the circles. I mean, we're increasingly taken more and more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We're much better off actually at the state level, where you can actually meet face to face with policymakers. We've been active at the state level a lot more, and the environment at the state level is much, much differently. For starters, the cost of the drug war as a percentage of state's budget is much larger than it is at the federal level, and so
okay.
it, in terms of dollars and cents.
Something else I'm sorry, we're short on time, but something else you guys are doing is you're working towards cutting the drug war budgets. Is that correct?
Yes, we've identified $2 billion that could be saved this year just by eliminating some anti-drug programs that have been proven to
like DARE?
Not work. DARE. Those stupid anti-marijuana ads you see on TV, the ones that
those
say
are
that if you smoke a joint, you're going to
shoot
your neighbor.
Haven't they done studies that have pretty much found that kids laugh at those commercials when they're shown them?
Oh, every government study done has showed that it has no impact on youth drug use, and a few of them have suggested that they have backfired because the kids just ridicule them.
Let me ask you this. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
I have.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't necessarily have an opinion. It's something I'm very interested in. I'm not necessarily convinced that many people will actually move.
Well, we're all going, all of us.
If they did, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, well, all of us here are members of the Free State Project. We're all going to the Free State. And I think that as far as drug reform is concerned, we're going to have some really exciting times up in New Hampshire. Hopefully we'll be able to lead the way as far as, you know, pointing the country in the right direction, meaning helping them to see that liberty is the way to go when it comes to drug use. You're never going to stop it, are you, Bill?
No, yeah, I mean, as long as there's a demand, there's going to be a supply, and there's always going to be a demand. People have been using drugs, and have been using drugs for thousands of years.
Bill, I want to point people to your website. It's drugpolicy.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Drugpolicy.org. You can go there. You can get on to some of their action items, and I'd like to have you on some point in the future. Thank you for the update, Bill, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
bye.
Sir. 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-5791. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Torgo has stepped away from when he had emergency.
Emergencies.
Yeah, he's one of those IT guys by day, so when a computer crashes, he's on it.
He's got to go take care of it.
Exactly. And he takes care of our servers as well, and does a fine job. 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online on our website, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photographs, and we put them up on our website because, well, we really appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, and we want to show you off. It's not a beauty contest, by the way. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have become part of the Shrine. So check out all of the info and all of the pictures at freetalklive.com. So then, we just got off the phone with Bill Piper from the Drug Policy Alliance. And there's, I guess, news that there's this crazy new meth bill coming out. And states all across the United States have been passing new draconian measures to crack down on this methamphetamine problem. That
we'll stop this meth. We'll pass laws.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners sent me an article from Illinois where they're doing something similar. Cold sufferers are going to have to visit the pharmacist to get over-the-counter drugs under a tough new law aimed at dismantling methamphetamine labs. Yes, Illinois Attorney General so-and-so testified Tuesday that restricting access to all drugs containing pseudoephedrine would keep Illinois from becoming a shopping mall for out-of-state drug users who have flocked to Illinois recently because surrounding states have implemented tougher controls. So the other breadbasket area states, Midwest states, have implemented these lockdowns. They've basically taken the Sudafed off of the shelves, and they've put it behind bars, essentially. They've put it back in the pharmacy to where you actually have to speak with the pharmacist. You usually have to fill out some sort of paperwork, show some photo identification. In this case, they're going to require people, indeed, to sign a logbook and show photo ID.
So what happens if the pharmacist isn't in?
You don't get your cold medicine.
Oh, that's not good.
Law enforcement, as well as statewide law enforcement, will have access to those logs, according to the Attorney General, so they'll be able to make a determination if they see the exact same name repeatedly, whether in one community or multiple communities, that this is a person that needs to be investigated. Boy, that's going to do it, Manwich. That's all it's going to take. They're going to end the scourge of methamphetamine simply by forcing people to put a name on a dotted line and show some identification. That'll stop it, won't it?
No one will tell lies. No one will get their methamphetamines, say, or not methamphetamines, but pseudoephedrine, through the mail.
Right. Yeah, though, just in case you just didn't realize this, the black market is pretty crafty.
Yeah.
They're pretty good at what they do. They want to get their product, which is hard drugs, in some cases prostitution and gambling, but hard drugs, to the end user. And those end users, they're willing to pay a lot of money for those drugs.
Yes, they
are. So therefore, since the black market knows that people are willing to pay through the nose for these drugs, they will do whatever it takes to get it to them. That doesn't matter if they have to knock over a pharmaceutical truck.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if they have to rob the manufacturer. I don't know if that's actually happened, but we do know that delivery trucks have gotten robbed. It doesn't matter if they have to, as you said, you know, find some sort of loophole somewhere. They will work it. They will do whatever they have. They'll find the raw chemicals that it takes to manufacture pseudoephedrine and put it together themselves.
You know, what amazed me is we were just talking to Bill Piper. What was he, the National Director? National Director of the Drug Policy Alliance.
Like
he said that, in fact, drugs have become cheaper in the last 30 years.
That's true.
Means that not only are they is the market finding ways around these kind of things, it's doing it so well that supply's gone up and prices have gone down.
There's enough competition, and the black marketeers aren't shooting each other over it that much, I guess, these days. So since they aren't really killing one another too heavily, the competition actually is benefiting the end drug users. The point is, there's no way to stop it. I mean, Ms. Madigan, the attorney general, she can pass all the stupid laws that she wants to. She says that a prescription wouldn't be needed, but, of course, again, you have to provide all this identification. People would have
to be... You
might
as well get a prescription. It'd probably take less time to get a prescription.
People would have to be 18 years of age to buy any medicine containing the ingredient. The proposal also limits purchases, so no more sending little Johnny into Kmart or whatever to purchase your stuff.
Sorry, if your back is bad or, you know, you've got a bad leg or whatever, and it's easier for you to send your kid into the drugstore.
You've got
to
go in yourself.
No, you're going to have to go in.
The measure doesn't require convenience packets, which usually contain about a day and a half worth of medicine to be doled out by pharmacists. However, a person would still have to sign a log and show identification. So you want to go, you know how when you go into a convenience store and there's the little speed packs that they have by the register? So basically they're saying if you only want two pills, you're going to have to sign and show identification.
Jeez.
So retarded. And listen to what one of these representatives said. Listen to the language. John Bradley, one of the reps: last year, we took the flour out of the cake. Now, we're locking it in the cabinet. What imagery? You idiot.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't voted against flour, too.
The, this guy, John Bradley, you don't understand. The black market will take a big club to your cabinet and then beat the locks off, set it on fire, and do whatever they need to do to get to the pseudoephedrine.
Yes, they will.
You'll never stop this until people decide they've had enough with taking methamphetamines. And that's not going to happen.
Well, they have decided that they've had enough of doing certain drugs. Laudanum, for example.
It comes and goes.
It's gone.
Okay.
I mean, you know, there's something that's gone. I believe that acid has, you know, dipped in popularity. Certainly, angel dust doesn't have the PCP, you know, doesn't have the popularity that it used to have.
You know, if anything, Manwich, this is going
I don't even know what a barbiturate is, by the way.
This will inconvenience the creators of the drug a little bit. As another one of the representatives put it, you put a bump in the road.
Oh, yeah.
They realize, this guy realizes that, or I think it's a female, she realizes that this is not going to stop them. It's just going to make it
cost
maybe
more.
A little bit more difficult. Oh, yeah, it'll cost more. This is my point. Since it will cost more, the price of the end product will go up, resulting in what?
Crime.
Yeah.
More and more crime.
That's right.
Thanks, legislators in Illinois.
Great.
You've caused a crime wave.
You've just put families at risk.
Yep.
You've just put little children at risk. You've put people at risk of being jacked from their cars at stoplights. You've put people at risk from coming back from eating dinner or in a movie to discover that their car stereo has been stolen and their windshield smashed in. You have put people at risk from being robbed in back alleys at midnight because these meth heads need to have their fix. And they're going to do it at any cost.
Oh, they are.
It doesn't matter to them if it's $50 for a hit. I don't even know if you call them hits with meth, but $50 or $100. They'll do what it takes to get the money.
Sure.
They'll pawn grandma's car if they have to.
Or they'll create a version of methamphetamines, like they created a version of crack. Crack is basically cheapened cocaine somehow. You know, it's intended to be used...
Like, yeah, cheapened, compressed somehow cocaine.
Yeah, I don't know how
I'm
it
not
works.
Even sure what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works or anything like that, but it was intended that cocaine users could now buy, you know, doses at $5 or $10 a piece at the time that it was created in the mid-80s. And rather than the... I think a gram of coke in the 80s was like $80.
So you've got these idiots in the state governments passing more laws restricting cold medicines. It's going to make it more inconvenient for you the next time you have a cold. And then you've got the supreme idiots at the federal level who are passing mandatory minimums for people caught with the actual drug.
Yep, thanks for that.
And all it's going to do is cost you and I not only our money as far as tax dollars to spend on the enforcement, but also it's going to put us at risk of being hurt by these maniacs.
Yeah.
800-259-5791 coming up. An emailer says, we're ridiculous.
Yes, we are.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Not since the dog ate my homework have these people been so creative in making excuses. I'll tell you about the unlikely spinners of some creative yarns when we come back.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You may have sold your teacher on homework eating Fido, but the policemen who track speeders aren't buying such creative excuses, which, according to thecarconnection.com, include, "Officer, my wife ran off with a cop, and I thought you were bringing her back." Or, "Gee, sir, I was just hurrying my goldfish home to fresh water." How about, "I just got my car washed, and I was only trying to get it dry." All pretty cute. But just remember, if you speed, the joke, and also the ticket, will be on you. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we've put even more than 6 days on the front page. You can go back for months right there on the front page of the site. Check it out, freetalklive.com.
And it's all new.
It is new, and it's all totally free. It's cool.
It's free. It's new. That's all I got. I was trying to build on that. I was like, it's free. It's new.
Exciting. It's cool.
I was going to maybe try and combine them into a new and exciting word like frou or
fruvy.
Yeah.
But knee was already taken, and so.
Yeah.
Hey, you can send us email. It's ftl@freetalklive.com. That's kind of the show email address. Of course, each one of us has our individual email addresses as well, which you can get at freetalklive.com.
Meaning mine is torgo@freetalklive.com.
And manwich@freetalklive.com.
Yes, but mine is torgo.
That's right.
@freetalklive.com.
Torgo is lonely, in case you haven't figured that out yet.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay, let's go to an email from Howard. He says, "I just heard your program, which included a ridiculous rant comparing the perceived backlash in Iraq with how we might feel if a foreign force occupied the U.S.
Great.
Yeah, that's
fabulous.
That's what we said.
I've never heard any. How would you feel?
Well, he says, "I get so damn sick of hearing ignorant crap like this spewing forth from the mouths of people who consider themselves experts by virtue of their own opinion. I'm all for freedom of speech, and I've laid my life on the line to preserve it. But I don't have to like what people such as you do with it."
Now, first off, I'd like to question as to how killing people in foreign wars preserves the right to free speech. That's my first question.
Actually, I don't know what he means by "laid my life on the line," because I believe later on in the email he says specifically that he's never been in the military.
Oh, okay.
Not only that, here's the other thing. No one here is claiming that they are an expert by virtue of their opinion. The only thing any of us ever claim is to be experts of our own opinions.
Yeah.
You know, no one here was stating anything as fact. We were stating what? I mean, the people who were
when
speaking.
You say, what is it like? What would you feel like if a foreign country invaded America?
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We asked the question.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't a, "This is the way things are.
Here's how you will feel."
That's not it. Mandating from on high behind our microphones of power.
Well, when the red Chinese invade the United States, here's how you're supposed to feel. That's not what we did at all. We just simply said, how would you feel if the red Chinese came over here? And the scenario was that, okay, well, the red Chinese have decided that our administration is a little too tyrannical, and they're going to save us. They're going to set us free from our current administration, and they're going to come send troops over here to occupy the nation to ensure that we, you know, can have safe elections and that sort of thing. And I said, how would you feel about that? So that's what he's responding to here.
And since in the first paragraph he's already used terms like ignorant crap and all kinds of stuff like that, I'm going to guess that the remaining tone of this email is less than friendly. Friendly. I'm just probably going to be calling him names a lot.
Hold on. Okay. Let's see what else he has to say. He says, "In the first place, I expect the American people might not be quite so adverse to the idea of an occupying force if our current..." Can you believe he just said that?
That the American people wouldn't be adverse to an occupying force.
It doesn't even matter what's after the word if, but anyway, he says, if our current leaders were raping our wives and daughters and throwing our fellow citizens live into giant meat grinders.
Well, I haven't seen this. I've heard about these rape rooms, and I've heard about these torture rooms. How come the Bush administration, I mean, they seem to be experts at PR. Mm-hmm. How come they haven't shown us, here is the rape room.
Mm.
Here is the giant meat grinder that they dropped Iraqis into. I know they said all this crap. I don't believe it because I haven't seen any evidence.
Well, their words should be good enough for you.
And secondly, there's some Americans that are very upset with Bush and some that think that he's great. Consequently, in Iraq, there's Sunnis and Shiites. Shiites are scared to death because he was killing them. Sunnis kind of liked him because they were on top.
Not only that, who commissions a giant meat grinder for torture? That's what I want to know. He's like, I need a torture implement. A giant meat grinder. That's what I need.
Where do you get it from, too? Do you call up Meat Grinders Incorporated? And
maybe it's one of those industrial ones they use in like a meat packing plant, you know?
Maybe so.
It seems like a pointless torture device, by the way.
Right. There's no way. It's not really a torture device so much as just instant death.
I mean, especially if you went in head first. If you went feet first and they, like, stopped, well, that'd be bad.
Well, maybe the reason why they were doing it was because the United States had an embargo, sanctions on Iraq for a while. We were preventing food and, you know, medicine from getting into the country.
So what, do you think the other end of the giant meat grinder just came out on a barbecue grill? Just
maybe
people in chef's hats, you know? It's torture day!
Tastes like pork!
Tastes like revolutionary.
All right, so he says that he doesn't think Americans would be adverse to the idea of an occupying force. He says Americans might even invite an occupying force if we were living in fear of our own government.
Some Iraqis are definitely inviting our soldiers to be there. Others are not. Those are the ones shooting at us and killing us.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would really care if, let's say, Howard here, the guy who's emailing us, was living next door to me, and we had these, I guess, a fearful government that we were living underneath, which I believe we do.
Right. I don't agree with our government at all. But believe me,
I'm not
if somebody
call
came
for the
in
Chinese.
Here to, quote-unquote, liberate me and then occupy my land for, what, 2 years now, I'm going to start shooting people.
You know, I don't think Howard thinks very highly of the American people. What he's saying here is that if we have a big bad government, a big scary government, that he thinks the American people would cry out for help from the rest of the world. Oh, please help us! They're putting us in meat grinders! I think the American people would fight back. Hello, we do have a bit of a revolutionary history in this country. I think that at some point, we'd probably pick up the few remaining arms we have left in this country and
the ones that haven't been put in a meat grinder.
Yeah, and start shooting the people operating the meat grinders. Is it just me, or am I the only person that feels that way about Americans? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Howard is right. Maybe we are a bunch of namby-pambies, and we'd sit here and cry to all the other countries of the world for
come
help.
Save us.
Please bring your militaries into our country. Please.
What seems interesting to me is in Iraq, everybody seemed to have an AK-47 from the get-go.
Right, exactly.
So why didn't they have their own? I mean, why didn't we leave them alone to their own revolution if they were going to have one? It seems to me that freedom has to be earned. It can't be given to someone.
For all of the people that make the claim that, oh, these countries have invited us in, that's why our military's in these other countries. We're not invading. We were invited. No, we weren't invited by the people there. We were invited by the government there. And, of course, the government gets some sort of a trade-off. There's some sort of stipend that goes to them. There's some reason why they allowed the United States military to come into their country, usually because we probably greased some palms or...
Absolutely.
Turkey
got some multi-million dollars for allowing us to fly our planes out of there during the Iraq War.
Right. That's all it is.
And
politics.
They also got the assurance that we weren't going to split Iraq into three countries, Kurdistan, Shiitistan and Sunniistan.
So he goes on to say, if
good names.
You like those?
He says, if the word of a ticked off neighbor could land us in a torture chamber, we might welcome a little intervention from the Mongols. You are living in such a fantasy land, Howard.
No,
there's no way I would welcome that.
Howard's land is fantasy
he
land.
He is so
he's
totally
believing the lies of these right wing radio
all
talk
he
show
is an apologist. He's just an apologist for the Bush administration, basically. We'll come back with more because he's only gotten started here. 800-259-5791. absurd comparison is what he's going to talk about next. Ignorant absurd comparisons. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Soylent Falafel is people.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. Of course, it's totally free. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up. So, we are talking about an email that we got from Howard, and he wrote us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't read all your emails, but it could happen.
Especially when you hate us.
Yes.
much higher chance.
That's correct. Angry emails are more likely to get read. He says, he's trying to tear us up here. He's trying to defend the Bush administration, trying to defend the preemptive strikes that we're taking in Iraq. And he says that it's just asinine that we would suggest that Americans would be angry about an occupying force coming into America. He says that Americans would be grateful to have an occupying force relieve us of a terrible evil administration
and our freedom.
Yeah. And I don't think that he really knows what it's like to be an American. Where are you from, Howard? Were you born and raised here?
Hold on, Ian. Actually, can I back you up a second?
Yeah.
You use the word preemptive strikes. And I've always wondered, everybody's been saying, oh, but we're taking preemptive action. What exactly is it that we're attempting to preempt?
I have no idea.
The only reason I'm asking
Thanks
you
for bringing that up.
Is because usually a preemptive action is taken when there's a threat of some sort. And
well, they did lie and say there was weapons of mass destruction. Not that that justifies what they did.
That they were using them.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. When did they say that they had weapons of mass destruction that were pointed at us?
That was a couple years ago.
Really? How long before or after we had already made our intentions known to go in there?
I
believe it was after we had already made our intentions
probably,
known to go in there.
Yes. We need better reasons.
Yeah, they were taking a preemptive action. There was a threat, and they said, but we have lots of bombs. We'll blow you up. You know, that was their preemptive action. We were just being bullies. That's like what we did was the equivalent, and I've made this comparison before, what we did was the equivalent of knowing that there is a large guy with a bad temper across the bar who's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that there's some off chance that he could drink, that he could get drunk and
pick
angry
on you.
And pick on me, so I just walk over and break his leg.
Right.
That's what we did.
Just to ensure that there's no way.
Preemptive strike, exactly. Now he can't come after me because I broke his damn leg.
But the problem is his brother might get pretty angry about that.
Right.
And then come after you, which is what we're experiencing now, because we went over and we attacked this country, this sovereign nation. And now the people that are there that have had their brothers and sisters and friends and family members die in bombing raids and attacks by our military, they're fighting back. That's what I was trying to point out when I asked people to think how they'd feel if Red China came over here to...
No end in sight in the insurgency.
Yeah, it's just getting more intense.
Yep. As a matter of fact, we have more troops in there now than we did when we went into the war.
Is that right?
161,000.
And 2,000 are dead now.
2,000 dead.
Over 2,000 are dead.
Add that to the Twin Towers and...
Thanks, Bush administration!
Yeah, it's been a real win for America. So let's go on with what Howard has to say. He says, secondly, outside of liberals and terrorists, this massive opposition to our occupation doesn't exist in the first place. Well, I don't know what that means. Most of America is now against the Iraq war.
Yes.
While I've not been in Iraq myself, the sons of several close friends have. And what I hear from all of them is that most of the people are very happy about what's going on over there and about their new prospects. By and large, we were welcomed and treated very well by the general population. And that doesn't explain the 2,000 kids that are dead and the 14-plus thousand that have been injured. That doesn't explain being treated well. That doesn't sound like they're bringing us cups of coffee and sitting around chit-chatting.
It doesn't change the fact that they used my money and tax money to fight a war I don't believe in.
That's a great point. I wonder how Howard would feel about that. Howard, do you think that, and does anybody out there think that it's okay to rob people at gunpoint and then fund a military adventure with the money from your robbery? Because that's what's going on here. People that don't agree with the Iraq war, and there are a lot of people that don't agree with the Iraq war. People that don't agree are being forced to pay for it.
Yep.
How can you justify that? Even if you really believe that the war in Iraq is totally justified, and I don't see how you could, but even if you truly believe that in your heart...
I bet he does.
How can you justify robbing from others in order to support that? That's what I want to know. If you can answer that question, 800-259-5791.
Didn't your mom tell you stealing was wrong?
My mom told me that. I guess Howard missed out on that lesson as a kid. He says, by and large, we were welcomed and treated very well by the general population. It's only when we return to America that we hear what a mess it is over there, how much we're despised, and how our efforts are not producing any results. You know, I think that this guy only listens to the messages he wants to hear.
I think that's true. The thing is if you go to certain areas of Iraq, you're going to find people that support the military being
there.
And you're going to find other areas where they don't. And the insurgents are going to be, blowing up in the areas where, you know, they're going to be attacking where the area where the strongest support for us is. And who's going to talk crap to their overlords? You know? We wish you weren't here!
You mean other than
shot?
Yes, that's right.
Because Ian would do it.
Yes, Ian would do it.
I'd be a damn insurgent if that was happening, just like I would against any invading force here.
But just like he would probably be keep his mouth shut going through the TSA line at the airport, he would probably keep his mouth shut when the army was, had him in a bad situation where he was just trying to get, you know, food in a shopping center or something like that.
Last night, we read a blog entry from a soldier who was at one point criticizing the war And then after the word got out that this soldier's got a blog and he's criticizing the war, well, his superiors got to him. And then his final blog entry was an entire retraction of every other entry prior to that. So the official line from the military is, everything's hunky-dory over here. Is it any surprise or shock that the grunts are the ones that are touting that line? More coming back. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, the broadband version, as well as a dial-up version of the show. So two sizes will fit pretty much everybody. And they're totally free. freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email from Howard, and he's angry. He's angry at us for critiquing the government and coming out against this war in Iraq, which, of course, is completely unconstitutional, and he doesn't address that issue at all. But he does say that, for the time being, we're living in a representative republic, something you may need to study up on, like we don't know that.
Well, thank goodness he at least knows that we're living in a representative republic.
Yeah,
I mean,
George Bush thinks we're in a democracy.
Yeah, he keeps on saying, democracy.
Right, we should spread democracy, like that's a good thing. And the commitment we make when joining the military obligates us to fight for our government, which represents our people, imperfect though that government may be. Well, I don't really think I'm being represented by this government at all. I don't think our government represents me, period. I wish I could think of an issue to where my government, you know, this government actually represents me, but I can't. to me, I feel like they're just a band of thugs that just robs people at gunpoint and takes the money and does whatever the hell they want to with it. That doesn't represent me. I don't endorse theft and violence.
I think that the advent of the IRS and the the doing away of the money metal-backed currency has allowed the government to just, you know, just traipse all over the world,
yeah,
killing whoever they want to kill.
You're right. If it wasn't
used to be, they had to go and they had to ask the American people for money to fight a war.
Yep. Voluntarily.
The Spanish-American War, it was the telephone tax that financed that largely. Now,
which is still on your phone bill every month.
Yes, it is, by the way.
You are still paying for the Spanish-American War.
Just to show, once they get taxes in place, this is my argument against the quote-unquote fair tax. Once they get a tax in place,
don't go away. He says the act of desertion is illegal, unethical, and a direct slap in the face to you personally as a citizen of this country.
The act of desertion is the only thing that you can do that's ethical.
Only thing you can do that's honorable. It's the only thing that you can do that would uphold your oath to the Constitution at this point. If you're in the military and you're being told that you need to go to another country to fight a war, and that country hasn't attacked us, then you're following unconstitutional orders, and you violated your oath. Although I know there's that secondary oath that they take that says that they swear an oath to follow whatever orders the executive branch delivers to them, which I think is strange.
It's also dumb to have politicians fighting wars.
Yeah. The philosophical, he says, as soon as they're actually called upon to serve, a price is suddenly attached to this education, and they quickly decide that they're not willing to pay that price. The philosophical reasons...
The whole education thing's a scam anyway. I mean, the guy we read about last night didn't have any of his college paid for.
The philosophical reasons they forward in the attempt to justify their cowardice existed before they enlisted. None of them were ignorant of what they may be called upon to do. American forces stepping into foreign conflicts is not the exception these days. It's almost a certainty. If you don't agree with that, don't make the commitment to serve. Go somewhere else for your free education.
People's kids die in wars to protect my freedom.
That might be his only good point. When you join the military, you do know what you're getting into.
That's true.
You do know that the military does traipse around the world getting involved in people's conflicts, however unconstitutional as they might be.
Which is why I agree with him that desertion is unethical.
Well, I also think the military is unethical in the tactics they use to get people to sign on.
They don't tell them
about stop loss ahead of time, and nobody's ever going to read through all the tomes of information that they'd have to read through to figure out that that's available.
I have no sympathy.
Hour number two coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease.